Moncrief on News Talk.
If there's one word that comes up again and again in the family history of Sami Abu Warda, it is displacement. His Palestinian father was displaced many times, as were his Irish grandparents, as was Sami himself. It's a story of pain and loss. And the best way to tell that story is, of course, through comedy. Sami's show, Peace to Resistance, will be running at the Project Arts Centre next Monday and Tuesday, January the 26th and 27th. Sami, good afternoon to you.
Hi, how are you doing? How are you doing, Sean?
Not too bad. When, like, if somebody meets you casually, Sami, and, you know, happens to say, where are you from? How do you answer that question?
I've got the quick answer and I've got the long answer, I think. Sometimes I just say, I live in London. That kind of gets out of it, you know. That gets out of the details because you don't want to get bogged down too early in the conversation before you really know someone and you don't know what they like or maybe what if you have the same interests, you know. Like I like rollerblading. Maybe they're not going to like that. So you know, I'm not going to tell them about where I was born and all the movements because until I know what their stance on rollerblading really is.
Yeah, and London is a nice kind of international zone. Like everyone's from London in a way.
A lot of people here doing a lot of rollerblading.
Yeah, indeed, I would have thought so. But you were born in Kuwait, but was it just pure accident that your family weren't in Kuwait at the time of the invasion?
Oh yeah, that was just pure, as you say, I guess luck in a way, if you want to call it luck. We were visiting my grandmother here in London actually, and it just so happened that Saddam Hussein, as they like to call him here, just chose that particular week to invade. Was it coordinated? Did they do it because they knew that we personally weren't in the country? I'm not to say. That's not for me to comment on. But it was a lucky chance, really.
Yeah, indeed. And so, where does your mother live now?
My mother lives in London. She lived in the Gulf for 55 years in the Arabian or Persian, depending on, you know, which side of the fence you're on, Gulf, for 55 years of her life. She left this place when she was a very young woman and then found this Palestinian man, my father, to have a very large family with. And then finally came back just a few years ago.
Yeah, and it was to explain that Sami's mother is from Liverpool, but you know, as we know, Liverpool is very strong Irish influence there. So her parents were Irish. So I imagine as an Irish mammy, when you went to her and said, "I want to give up a good job as a doctor," does she even talk to you now?
You can guess what she said. She said, "Well, she wouldn't say. She would go, oh, okay, that's very nice. You know, that's okay. Yeah, that's a nice idea. Now, when are you going to specialize? You know, like as though I had said nothing at all. You know, but I think it's taken her a few years, but she's sort of come round to understanding that." It's something that can pay the bills and keep me going. So she's been happy with it of late.
Yeah. And so in dealing with your own family history and those issues in general about particularly Palestinian displacement, are you walking a fine line because you wanted to talk about it, obviously, but you also wanted to be funny?
Right. It's been challenging, but I feel like the show I've made that's on at the with the Project Arts Centre in conjunction with Freedom Theatre over in Dublin next week, the show I've made that was on at the Edinburgh Fringe this year has really, really hit that. Basically, the way I've done it is I thought, well, you know what? What's funny? You know, people are funny, right? And so I sort of created this fictional, semi-fictional character, which is a Palestinian man who's been in displacement his whole life, but he's lived on a yacht, so quite literally at sea in the Mediterranean from port to port, sort of drinking cocktails and sleeping with beautiful women, and that's how he sort of that's how he spends his life, a sort of a Palestinian playboy. James Bond, but without the spying, and so it's like you can really get stuck into the bones of some comedy there with the 60s and all the way things were in the 60s. A lot of the show focuses on Algeria and the freedom movement in Algeria specifically. Really, the show is less about this man and it's more about the female lead who was one of the very real women resistance fighters in Algeria who were crucial to the liberation of Algeria from French occupation, and then about a third of the show is basically a Dave Allen tribute act. And I'm sure you know, you know, who Dave Allen is. Yeah. A lot of the younger generation, particularly in this country, don't necessarily know who Dave Allen is. But I was brought up on a somewhat steady diet of Dave Allen. So
do you have a stool and a glass of whiskey?
I have a stool. I have the whiskey, and not only that, I actually make part of it is making cocktails on stage.
Brilliant.
So new one-liners that I've written. Would you like one?
Yeah.
An Englishman, an Irishman, and a Palestinian are taking tea in a tea house. The waiter comes to the table, turns to the Irishman and says, "How do you take your tea?" The Irishman says, "With milk." He turns to the Palestinian, he says, "How do you take your tea?" The Palestinian says, "With sage." He turns to the Englishman, he says, "How do you take your tea?" The Englishman says, "Violently, from India."
Actually, Dave Allen's best encore that I ever saw was like he'd walked off. He didn't, "May your God go with you." Walks off the stage. Yeah. Everyone's clapping, saying more and more. He comes back on again. He looks at them. He picks up the whiskey and walks off the stage again.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. I might have to steal that for my double run.
No, absolutely do. I'm sure he wouldn't mind. And in just going back to the walk on a fine line, you don't want, because I suppose, if, you know, they know a little about you before they turn up, they know what the subject matter will be. So, the expectation on the audience, you have to kind of say, no, it's relaxed. It's okay. We can laugh here, as well as perhaps touch on some serious subjects.
Well, that's the skill of writing comedy, isn't it? You gotta give the audience permission to laugh from the top of the show. That's one of the parts of writing a decent show, in particular a show that deals with any kind of heavy topic. You need to sort of signal to people that, first of all, there are going to be jokes, and that the jokes are funny, and that they're allowed to laugh and make noise. You know, my first show, my first comedy hour back in 2022 was a character clowning show. And part of me trying to get the audience involved was I would hand out little cherry tomatoes to every single audience member, and I would encourage them to throw them at me, and I'll try and catch them in my mouth for the entire hour as the show was going on. And what was interesting about doing that in Britain in particular is a lot of audiences were quite sort of shy, and they would hold back. They wouldn't want to... they wouldn't want to make too much noise, make too much of a fuss, because they thought it was impolite. And some of my favorite audience members were people who didn't really have that programming, you know. There was a man in Edinburgh 2-3 years ago who I handed the tomatoes out. He took a whole punnet. He took a whole box of tomatoes, front row, spent the whole hour intermittently standing up and pelting me with tomatoes on the stage. And I loved it. I loved it, man. I want people to get involved. You know, I don't want any of this politeness.
Okay.
Within reason. Let's just say that, though. Yeah, I don't want
within reason.
You got to watch the show.
Yeah. Well, and also, the price of tomatoes, you can't afford. It too much. Sammy, lovely to talk to you. Peace to Resistance is running at the Project Arts Centre next Monday and Tuesday in Dublin, January 26th and 27th. Sammy, thanks a million for talking
to us
today.
That's Sammy spelled S-A-M-I. People think it's all sorts of spellings. S-A-M-I. Abu Warda.
Okay. Gotcha. Thanks, Sammy.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.